Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Bo Wolf, and welcome to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. As the 3-8 Eagles prepare for a Sunday night showdown with the hated Dallas Cowboys, all signs point to the team moving forward at least another week with rookies Nick Foles and Bryce Brown in the starting lineup. We'll have Brown in the studio later in the show, but as offensive coordinator Marty Morningweg met the media Thursday, the focus on Brown was two-pronged. First, there was the obvious awe at Brown's record-setting 178-yard rushing performance last Monday night, but then there was the issue of the two fumbles lost by the running back against the Panthers. Morningweg said that ball control can be a common problem for rookies, but that the coaching staff is working closely with Brown to help curb the turnovers moving forward.
You certainly anticipate it with a young runner or receiver or anybody who may have their hands on the football. You anticipate it. So, very simple. You discuss it, and then you drill it, and then you discuss it more, and you drill it, and you drill it, and you drill it. And there's no substitute for league games, however. It's just different that way. So, like I said, most backs learn the hard way. And it's much different than preseason as well, the regular season league game. So he's learned, and we're moving on, and I suspect that he'll do a good job taking care of the ball.
The Dallas Cowboys have injury problems of their own at running back, where both Felix Jones and especially DeMarco Murray have been banged up of late. Murray has missed the last six games with a foot injury, but he has been practicing on a limited basis for the Cowboys this week, and it looks as if he'll be a game-time decision come Sunday. The same may also be the case for Jones, who was also a limited participant on Thursday. As for the Eagles, five players did not practice for the team. Defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, who was excused for personal reasons. Running back Chris Polk, who continues to be out with a foot injury. Both LeSean McCoy and Michael Vick are still going through the post-concussion protocol. And center Dallas Reynolds, who has been battling an ankle injury. In Reynolds' place, the Eagles have moved left guard Evan Mathis to center for the time being and slid Danny Watkins to left guard. Offensive coordinator Marty Morningweg says he would have plenty of confidence in Mathis if the veteran does indeed end up starting in the middle against the Cowboys.
We may very well have a new center. Great confidence in Evan. He's practiced there just a little bit throughout the season. That'll be our third center. And then going on the road with the crowd, all those things, all that's important. And so we're focusing in on that. But excellent confidence in Evan. And the reasons why is he's really sharp. Well, first of all, he's a really good player. And second of all, he's a sharp man. And we've had several blitz meetings already, and he's got it down that way, that part of it.
One Eagle who has been very much on a roll of late is kicker Alex Henry, who is in the midst of a franchise record 19 consecutive made field goals. In his second season in the NFL, Henry is gaining more confidence, and he's made quite the impression on special teams coordinator Bobby April. He's also had a lot of success in the past in Cowboys Stadium.
Well, he has real good mechanics. He came in batteries included on that one. He didn't have to, it was already assembled and ready to roll. So he's got that. I mean, that's the one thing when you watched him in college. Boy, he was really consistent. He was really consistent. His technique, showed up over and over looking the same, being methodical in everything. His get off time is excellent. really helps us on teams. It's a tough thing to protect. It should be protected every time, but it's still a tough thing to protect. And if you have a guy that gets the ball off slow, the speed of the guys to get there, they're going to get to it. So that's a big part of his deal as well. He elevates the ball quick. He gets it off quick. And he keeps them from preventing it. And then his own ability and skill. He's on a pretty good run. I mean, those plays are really important. They're really important. And we hope we put him in position to win the game I'd like to see them get a couple of game winners in there.
I like playing their stadium, so that's a nice thing. I've had a good run through college and since I've been here, 12 for 12 or something. I'm not sure on that one. But, yeah, hopefully get the win here and beat the Cowboys. Playing two Big Ten championships, or Big 12 championships. I think I was 5 for 5 and 3 for 3 or something like that.
On the defensive side of the ball, the focus this week has been on a defensive line that moves forward without Jason Babin. In Babin's stead, Brandon Graham and Vinny Curry are expected to get an increase in snaps, and defensive coordinator Todd Bowles has plenty of confidence that the young guys can get the job done.
I mean, you got a lot of young talent, and they play well. No different than coming in as a freshman in college or a freshman in high school. You know, football is a game that you can master early. You'll see some tweaks here and there, but I think these guys handle it professionally. They came in shape, so they're not having that mid-season swoon that a lot of rookies have. So their maturity has a lot to do with that, and I think they're doing a good job.
At 3-8, it's clear that the Eagles have little to no hopes of the playoffs this season, but there's still much to play for over the final 5 games. For one, there are jobs on the line, and many players have pointed to the notion of playing for pride. Both offensive coordinator Marty Morningweg and defensive coordinator Todd Bowles believe the players know exactly what is at stake.
We certainly are in a spoiler-type role here. You know, and now that can be very rewarding. And so we've discussed that, very rewarding that way. There are also some things that we can do as a team and as a unit offensively. And also, there's some things individually that are important. And so we've discussed those things this week. And so there are just a host of reasons to go out, get better every day. That mentality, that old school mentality, getting better every day. Doesn't matter how we get it done. But we're going to get it done.
You do that whether you're winning or losing. You know, if you're coaching and you're winning, you got to coach them from getting too big-headed and not doing what they're doing. And if you're losing, you coach them to make sure everybody's mentally on the same page. So, you know, as a coach, you do that. You inherit that.